This is the Life Truth Network.
Quest for our Truth, Episode 395.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and joined along with myself and my co-host, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas season and well into the new year. Good tidings. I wanted to base a series of Christmas episodes on Advent readings, and being the Baptist person that I am, and of course Baptists, at least in my experience, don't really celebrate Advent. It's more in churches, I guess, that are more follow a litany in the church calendar. But hey, it makes a good guide to read through. The first thing I want to talk about here is being watchful, having anticipation for this thing that is to come. And I wanted to look at some Old Testament verses because people of old were anticipating a Messiah to come. And now that Messiah has come, we can anticipate that he will come again. And so let's start out here with Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I'll be reading this from the New American Standard Bible. The word which Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it will come about that in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established in the chief of the mountain and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations, and will render decisions for many people. And they will hammer their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war. Come, house of Jacob, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Wow, there definitely seems to be anticipation of peace in the last days. Now, there's some foreshadowing and there and the echo of peace that came at Bethlehem. There are many more people here than just the nation of Israel. There are people who will be blessed at the coming of Christ's birth. And we could continue to look at this peace coming in New Testament times as we look at Luke chapter 2 and Matthew 36. Wait, that's not right. Matthew 24, starting at verse 36. Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. And in Matthew 24, starting at verse 36, we find this. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and the one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the one will be left. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Be prepared. Now, we often get caught up in the bustle of daily activity, just letting all the busyness of life go by. And just as the Messiah came in that peaceful scene in Luke 2, there will come a time when society is more turbulent, or probably just as turbulent as it was during that first century on that winter night. Well, we will assume it's a winter night. it could have been summer or spring or fall. But it'll be turbulent times. And the phrase about no one knowing, not even the Son, not the angels, only the Father, that's actually a Jewish idiom that relates to a wedding feast, because it would only take place when the father of the groom was ready and the father of the groom sent him to get his bride. And this will be the way it is when Jesus comes again. He'll be sent at the word of the Father to come and get his church. That will be us, his bride. And we need to be ready. Now, what about the expectation? There's a lot of anticipation there. You know, and readiness should flavor how we wait for him and watch for him. We could look real quick at Romans 13:11-14. Do this knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not as in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh in regards to its lusts. So anticipate the second coming of Christ. Be awake and ready. Be clothed with Jesus. Be ready to do battle. Continue to battle powers of darkness. It should be both a time of joy and sober watchfulness. Once again, this has been your host, Keith Singh. Thanks a lot for listening. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon.
Quest for Truth.
Now located at life-truth.com.